It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 3rd, 2018. Today is the birthday of American historian, political scientist, and presidential biographer James McGregor Burns, born 100 years ago today in Melrose, Massachusetts. He was the Woodrow Wilson Professor of Government Emeritus at Williams College and Distinguished Leadership Scholar at the James McGregor Burns Academy of Leadership of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland in College Park. In 1971, Burns received the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award in History and Biography for his work on America's 32nd President, Roosevelt, the Soldier of Freedom. Burns shifted the focus of leadership studies from the traits and actions of great men to the interaction of leaders and their constituencies as collaborators working toward mutual benefit. He was best known for his contributions to the transformational, aspirational, and visionary schools of leadership theory. Burns received his bachelor's degree from Williams College in 1939, his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard in 1947, and he also attended the London School of Economics. After graduating from Williams, Burns spent a year as an intern in Washington for Utah Congressman Abe Murdoch. He spent a year at Harvard and then 6 months in Colorado working for the War Labor Board. He was drafted to serve in the Pacific Theater as an enlisted U.S. Army combat historian and was awarded the Bronze Star and 4 Battle Stars. Throughout his military adventures, Burns noticed that when leadership was mentioned, it was in terms of the traits and qualities of officers, but not soldiers. Burns joined the faculty of Williams College in 1947 and taught there for nearly 40 years, retiring in 1986. A member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, he served as president of the American Political Science Association and the International Society of Political Psychology. During the early 90s, he taught classes at the University of Maryland, where the James McGregor Burns Academy of Leadership is named in his honor. In 2010, he won the Arthur M. Schlesinger Jr. Award for Distinguished Writing in American History of Enduring Public Significance, presented jointly by the Roosevelt Institute and the Society of American Historians. A liberal, in 1958, Burns was the unsuccessful Democratic nominee in Massachusetts' 1st Congressional District, meeting then U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy and helping him gain Protestant support to get reelected, while Kennedy helped him with Catholic support. Burns gained personal access that allowed him to write his biography of Kennedy, which was published in 1960, in which he calls JFK as casual as a cash register, quiet, taut, efficient, sometimes, perhaps even dull, and generally too cerebral and lacking in heart. This assessment angered Kennedy's wife Jackie, who said Burns grossly underestimated him. Some of Burns' ideas about the operation of American government were controversial, such as calling for term limits for Supreme Court justices, an end to midterm elections, a population-based Senate, and the repeal of the 22nd Amendment, which would allow presidents to serve more than 2 terms. He died in Williamstown, Massachusetts on July 15, 2014, at age 95, after publishing more than 20 books. His last, Fire and Light, How the Enlightenment Transformed Our World, was published just a year before his death. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 3rd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.